the wonderful team at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine over the past few months, and their teams of experts have been at the centre of delivering solutions to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, they are looking to inspire the next generation of scientists. They've paired up with Everton in the community for a project that sees scientists head into our local schools and get them to understand COVID-19 a little bit better and just get them to engage with science through play and through sports, age appropriate, of course, as well. Let's just hear from a couple of kids before we talk to the School of Medicine. And these kids have been involved so far. This is what they had to say.
When Mason Holgi came on the screen, I felt surprised, because I support Everton, and he's one of my favourite players.
My favourite part of the session was when we got our hands covered in paint and they taught us how to like wash our hands properly.
It was really good. It taught me a lot, and I think other people think that too.
When I'm older, I want to be a scientist because I'm very inspired by science and I just think it's very interesting.
So there you are. Joining me now is Sarah Begg. She's a PhD student at the School of Tropical Medicine, part of the new partnership. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome. Nice to hear that, isn't it? When I want to grow up, I want to be a scientist because I am so inspired by science. That was perfect. I couldn't see you, but I bet you were smiling when you were listening to that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better endorsement for the session that we'd just gone through there. So, yeah, absolutely delighted with that.
So when you go in and you chat to the children, well, I suppose going in is difficult at the moment, but when you engage the kids, how does it actually work? How do you do that?
So that was the first session there that we just heard from, and actually we were able to go in because it was just the day before lockdown, so we managed to squeeze in under the radar.
Yeah.
And it's really just a sort of blended approach, so it's a combination of practical activities. So you heard there about the hand washing activities. So that was using paint to replicate soap and try and figure out which parts of our hands we often miss when we're doing hand washing. We had Mason Holgate, as you heard there, joining us virtually. So he was doing a sort of 20-second keepy uppy challenge where he was, how many keepy uppies can you do in 20 seconds? But that helps us to think about, why do we wash our hands for 20 seconds? Is it longer than we thought it was going to be? Those kind of questions. And then more sort of general Q&A style activities so that these children can have a real opportunity to understand, what's the science that's underneath all of this? And because we do have brilliant scientists who are going along to those sessions. I mean, I know you've spoken with Rachel before, so she came on along and she was there talking about her work with the coronavirus. So that's sort of how it works, really.
And having the Everton in the community badge on board as well, I mean, the incredible work that you do at the School of Tropical Medicine, if you were just to go into a school and say, we're from the School of Tropical Medicine, that might be lost on some of the children. But once you engage the football team that they support, whether it's Everton in the community or whoever, that's the hook in then. You've got them then, haven't you, I suppose?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a unique draw of football in Merseyside in particular. This city loves a bit of football, and the Everton badge, it just makes the whole thing much more engaging and brings people in from the very get-go, so then the science can speak for itself as it goes along. Mm. And I think it's that dual approach. You've got two organisations here who are really committed to outreach and supporting communities. And so the partnership just makes sense in that respect. We're bringing our expertise together and hopefully delivering something that really makes a difference.
And the idea is the kids will develop, I mean, not all of them will develop an interest in it, but if you had a handful of kids there who remember that day, because we always remember a day in school, in our school life, when somebody came in and explain something to us. And that's powerful. If it's done in the right way, in an easy way to understand, like you said with the paint, if you imagine, cover your hands in paint and then you wash your hands for 20 seconds and you can see the bits that you've missed in between your fingers, well, they could be germs and that kind of thing. When it's done in a Johnny Ball type way, who I used to watch on the telly with these science programmes, it stays with you that when it's done in such an engaging way, in a fun way too.
Definitely. And you're completely right. Some people are going to be inspired to come on to be great scientists. And we heard from that little girl there at the end who clearly was inspired, but it also just means that people are going to be more scientifically literate. So when we're seeing things on the news about COVID-19, these children, say there's another pandemic in 10 years, hopefully not, but you know right. what I mean, they're going to be able to understand what's going on, critically sort of analyse what's going on in terms of comparing it to what they know is the facts about hand washing, etc., etc. So it's future scientists, but also people who can understand science just in their day-to-day lives.
Exactly, exactly. And how aware were the children about the situation at the moment? I mean, you can't ignore it. I mean, it's on the news and they probably go home and, you know, they hear conversations that mum and dad are having as well. And how aware are they of what's happening in the world at the moment?
Incredibly switched on to it all, really. And in terms of the questions that they were asking, it was clear that they were picking up a lot of information from the world around them. They had really brilliant questions, really good ideas about not just how to prevent the coronavirus, but sort of origin of it and so on. Mm. And I think as we had our discussions, it was also clear that there was quite a lot of misinformation flying around. So one of the things that I think was the most useful was being able to sort of identify those myths and kind of bust them a little bit and discuss about, you know, these are, what's the difference between something that's a fact and something that's a theory, and how can you tell the difference? And that's also a really important skill.
So at the end of the sessions as well, I mean, it's scary for everybody at the moment, but particularly when you're young, and as you say, you know, separating the myths from the facts and the fiction, and at the end of it, if you've got the information, the right information, however old you are, you know, that's going to make people feel a hell of a lot better, you know, because often the thought of something is worse than the reality. Did you find that at the end of the sessions, that the kids were happier with it all?
Definitely. I think there were, you know, a lot of nods and smiles and sort of, oh, yeah, that makes sense kind of moments, which I think is quite, like you say, it's quite empowering. It makes you feel like you're a bit more in control of things because you understand them. And so, you know, you can do these things to try and manage it, you know, wash your hands, wear a mask, keep a distance. Sure. And this other stuff that you were worrying about is actually just a sort of a fiction.
Yeah. I bet you loved it, didn't you? I bet you loved doing those sessions, getting involved there. You don't want to switch and be a teacher now, do you?
Well, I'm very lucky. I get to do a lot of sports-related activities through my research. So I'm just about managing to keep the two things going side by side. This project is a really fun way to keep that going as well.
Do you know, it sounds brilliant, and I know we're almost out of time, but it's a three-year project, this as well. So, you know, this isn't just a one-off. You're going to be cracking on with this.
Absolutely. You know, LSTM's got an absolute wealth of amazing and interesting scientists ready to share their work and their experience. And so with Everton in Community's amazing relationship with so many schools, and as you said, the draw of the football and the Everton badge, we're just going to keep bringing those two things together and hopefully developing great
fun. Are you a red or a blue then, Sarah? Red or a blue?
I'm a neither.
Oh, sitting the fence there.
Neutral there.
Sitting the fence there. Probably wise.
I'm London born and raised, so I hope I can keep out of it.
You're very wise. Stay out of it. You're very wise. Listen, good to talk to you, and thanks. Sounds like a brilliant project, and I'm sure we'll revisit
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. There's Sarah Begg, PhD student at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Brilliant, that, Minty. Love that.
A fantastic idea, isn't it?
Funny, though, isn't it? You remember when something is explained to you as a kid. I mentioned Johnny Ball. Johnny Ball may have been lost on Sarah Begg because I think I'm a lot older than...
But, Johnny, you?
Yeah, but, I mean, you remember Johnny Ball.
I remember Johnny Ball, think of a number.
All of that stuff. You know, the way he explained it was fantastic.
And he made it fun.
He did. He had fires in the studio and explosions and that kind of thing. I mean,
Health and safety in the BBC.
Right, we're just going to get somebody to come and put this fire out. Let's talk about iron filings.
Hey!
Yeah, that was the way it worked. But, yeah, sounds like a brilliant project there.